The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. On its accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that when it is sown in the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. So what happened to David, the man who wouldn't kill King Saul, although Saul was going after him, trying to kill him, and yet because he was God's anointed, God's chosen to be the king of Israel, David, although had many opportunities to take his life, he would not. And yet now, David commits adultery and commits murder. Why is that? Well, I think what the reason that the authors of the books of the Bible under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit tells us these things, because just imagine if you're writing your own family history and you had someone in your family who was well known, beloved by all, but he committed some scandals. When you're writing that history, you try not to include those scandals to protect the image of that person who's loved by all, to protect the image of the family. And yet the authors of these books tells us about David's adultery and murder. Because the Bible is meant for us to instruct us, to help us understand our human nature as well as our relationship with God. It's not meant to, to kind of give kudos to a certain king, whether David or Solomon or to certain people. But it's about God trying to help us and protect us from falling like David fell. What we notice that when David was on the run or when he was leading campaigns for King Saul, he was close to God. He would turn to God. He had to rely on God because he knew he needed God's help, whether he was fighting battles or running away and trying to save his life from Saul. But then when he becomes the king and he's established and there is peace in his kingdom and he grows in riches and power, suddenly David, even as we heard in that gospel, in the passage today, when it tells us when kings used to go out to do battle, David doesn't even go. He just sends his army. He was so secure in himself. And that's when he falls. When instead of trusting in God, he begins to trust in his power, in his position, in his might, in his army, rather be relying on God. And that's the pitfall that sometimes we fall into. When we're going through crisis in our life, it's much easier for us to turn to God because we know we're not in control. Just like the seed, when it's planted, it's not in control of what happens to it. So we need God, we realize we need God, we're dependent on God. But when we're in control, or we think in control, when we trust in things that we have, whether it's our wisdom, whether it's our riches, whether it's our power, our job, our health, whatever it is, suddenly we begin to move away from God and put a trust in us, in ourselves, in our possessions. And that's why Jesus, you know, warns us about, especially the rich people, not because there's anything wrong of being rich, because the rich people have the tendency to put their trust in their riches and what they can do in their possessions. While the poor, obviously they know they need God's help. They're not in control. They have nothing to rely on. It doesn't matter whether we're rich or poor. What matters is that do we realize that we always need God's help, God's grace to protect us from sin and lead us to eternal life.